السيدات والسادة الكرام.
Distinguished delegates, good evening. It is my pleasure to make a presentation on ERW contamination in Iraq. We shall briefly present ERW situation in Iraq. Regarding overall contamination in Iraq, the second slide gives you an overall idea of contamination in Iraq. This slide shows contamination by square meters, as the speaker, in Iraq, hazardous areas, as well as areas which have been declared to be hazardous, and also landmines in the whole of Iraq. Next slide refers to surface of contaminated areas in all provinces. And you can see the numbers on that slide. This slide gives you an idea of clearance operations, surface and subsurface operations. Next slide refers to the blockages regarding access to resources as well as other resources due to ERWs. You can see the percentages on the right-hand side of the slide. Next slide, the reasons for blockages to infrastructure, agricultural land due to ERWs for each province and in percentage values. Next slide is a map of the ERW contamination by percentage in various Iraqi provinces. Next slide, ERW area reduction activities, especially NTS, non-technical surveys, and as well as technical surveys and clearance activities. Next slide shows the ERW area reduction through NTS, TS, as well as clearance activities. It also mentions the lands released by province. Next slide. ERW area reduction by partner operators, the government agencies from the Ministry of Defense and the Ministry of Interior, as well as national and international NGOs, as well as commercial companies. This slide also gives you clearance activities by province and in percentage terms. Next slide, the gives you an idea of the number of ERWs that were lifted by government institutions, by non-governmental organizations and companies, commercial companies. Next slide also gives you the total number of devices that were lifted by province. And the categorization and classification of the various devices that were lifted and cleared, such as mortars, fuses, projectiles, and missiles. This slide also gives the quantity of released land in percentage points. Next slide refers to our accomplishments. One of the most important accomplishment is that mobility has become much easier thanks to the liberation of previously ISIL-controlled areas. Also, surveys in provinces are in progress. They are only limited by the availability of funds. Coordination has improved also between the Directorate of Mine Action and Mine Action Partners. We have also set out priorities and have provided them to our donor partners. Last slide refers to the challenges. The main challenges are the completion of full surveys of the liberated areas to identify full ERW contamination. A media focus falls on IED clearance, driving donors to focus on liberated areas. The harsh climate and infrastructure challenges, which reduces the viability of using dogs and mechanical de-mining assets, especially during the summer, in which temperature reaches 50 degrees. Fourth challenge is the complex nature of contamination that limits the partners capable of conducting clearance inside cities. These are pictures exemplifying reconciliation efforts led by the government of Iraq and supported by Mine Action Directorate. These efforts were carried out in Nineveh and Sinjar. We have also met with the local population in other areas inhabited by the Yazidis. The picture of one of the meetings with the Yazidi leaders and other parties in the northern part of Iraq and the valley of Nineveh. This is also a picture of a meeting with Yazidi sheikhs as part of our reconciliation efforts. This is a joint meeting in the province of Nineveh as part of the national reconciliation efforts between national NGOs and the Mine Action Directorate, in which many parties participated. This meeting was led by Dr. Mehdi Al-Alak, the Secretary General of the Cabinet, in order to mobilize efforts to remove all obstacles and all contamination in the province of Nineveh. Before I conclude, I would like to thank all donor countries and the EU and the MAG, GICHD, HALO Trust, and DDG. Thank you very much.